When you're asked to take the next road on the left, you look ahead to identify where the turning is. You're looking for clues to tell you where the junction is, like gaps in houses, gaps in hedges. Follow the shape of the curb. Give way lines. Other road users who may be turning in or out of that junction. Once you've identified the junction, you can start to follow the hazard routine. The hazard routine is mirrors, signal, position, speed, look. Mirrors. Check your middle mirror and your left mirror. You want to know what is following you, how close it is, how it will be affected by you slowing down. You're looking in your left mirror for cyclists. Signal. You'll signal when you're about 4 to 6 car lengths away from the junction. That will depend on how fast you're travelling, what's following behind you and how close it is. If it's too close, you might signal a bit earlier to warn them what you're going to do. Your brake pedal is another signal. When you press the brake pedal, your brake light will come on at the back of the car, and that tells other people that you're slowing down. Position. You should keep your car in the normal driving position, which is about 1 metre from the curb, or move to the left slightly. It will depend on how wide the road is that you're on. As you turn into the road, follow the curb to keep the same position. Speed. You reduce your speed to about 10 miles per hour or less. If you are at 10 miles per hour or above, you'll probably select second gear. If you're below 10 miles per hour, you'll probably select first gear. Your speed and your gear will depend on the shape of the road, how sharp the turn is, and the gradient, so what kind of hill you're on at the time, and whether you've got to give way to anyone. And the last part of the routine is look. Just before you turn into the new road, you need to check that it's safe. So you're going to look ahead at the traffic coming towards you. Are they trying to turn into the same road? Are they going to try and go in front of you? You're going to look in your left door mirror. Is there a cyclist there? And you're going to look into the road you're about to enter. Are there any pedestrians crossing or about to cross the road? Is it safe to actually turn into the road? Then once you're in the new road, you'll check your mirrors. Your middle mirror, what's behind you, how close it is, and your right door mirror. You want to know that there's nobody overtaking you before you start to speed up. Some information about pedestrians. If a pedestrian is crossing the road that you're about to turn into, then they have priority. The pedestrian has priority to continue. You should wait on the road you're already on until it's safe to continue. Don't start to steer into the new road until the pedestrian has crossed over the road, because that might be intimidating for them.